part of someone's murder.
Jesus.
I want to believe you, Francis.
Welcome back, guys.
Welcome back.
Episode 4.
We are coming to you live. Nope.
No, you say this every time.
I do. I'm sorry.
We're not live. Do not deceive our listeners.
We are live in our moment.
Yes.
Time is relative.
Both.
Gender is fluid.
Okay. Stop.
Anyways, that clip you heard right there is from
Oh, wait. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
If you watch House of Cards and you're literally 2 years behind.
Walk away.
Walk away.
I'll give you a minute.
Okay. Okay.
So that clip is from the
season two premiere, I think.
Okay, season one finale, but it's not. Season two premiere. And it is when Zoe, the reporter slash lover of Francis, spoiler, is...
They've walked away already, so.
Yeah, true. They're not here. Confronting Francis about his potential involvement in a murder. Mm-hmm. And then, spoiler alert, he murders her.
Straight up murders
Just
her.
Just throws her in front of a train.
Just pushes her, in fact.
Yeah.
And that sound.
Mid-sentence.
You heard this sound of impact.
Yeah.
On there.
It is very, very shocking.
It's very shocking.
And very dramatic. And because it was a season opener, you don't think it's going to happen. Like, you would think that would happen in a season finale, not a season premiere.
Yeah.
In my opinion. But Netflix, they do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah,
so.
It's true.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
You can come back now.
Well, no, you can't come back.
Oh, wait. Just kidding. Stay away.
Because the reason why we played that is because I hate spoilers. I hate them. I don't say I hate things a lot.
Some people love them. But
some people love them. I do not like them.
At least one person, initials MMC, who loves a spoiler.
Oh, I thought you were going to say AT.
No. Also loves a spoiler.
Yeah.
Shout out to our rando friends.
Trying to figure out who you are.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So speaking of House of Cards, that instance in particular. So I've been, I think, 2-3 times to the ATX Television Festival in Austin, Texas.
Shout out to Austin. Lisa
great
B,
city.
Love you.
Hey, Lisa. Love that bitch.
So great.
I've met her once.
It's not a big deal.
But Austin, great city. This festival, great city. It had its fifth season this past June. And I went a couple years ago when they had a panel called Spoiler Alert, which because I'm
That's
a TV
great.
Nerd, I was like, sign me up. This is great.
Even though you hate spoilers, you knew what you're getting into.
Right, because they were talking about spoilers. So the people who were on this panel were the showrunner of House of Cards, Bo Willimon, a guy from the social media person from Netflix.
Oh, interesting.
Dick Wexler, who is on, oh my God, I think he was on Revenge at the time.
Sure.
Uzo Aduba from Orange. Oh. And then, I'm sorry, the last person. Anyways, there's a video of the panel, which we'll put on the website because it's really interesting. So the social media guy was talking about how as people who track social media, the day, well, they released it at like midnight, that the day new shows come out, they track to see if people are talking about it on social media.
Interesting.
So they were saying that particular episode, the season two premiere where Kate Mara gets pushed by Kevin Spacey, that about 37 minutes after like midnight, they saw a whole bunch of like tweets that were like, OMG, WTF, and totally shit.
Oh my God.
Because they found that there's like a coded language that fans use, particularly online, that's like, you want people to know that you're watching it, but you don't necessarily want to give it away.
That's so polite.
Right? And so like people were writing stuff like, the season two premiere really hits you like a train.
Oh,
but
funny.
Like, obviously, like you, if you haven't watched it,
You wouldn't
know that. But yeah, so it's basically like, I know what's happening, or I'm watching it, but I don't want to ruin it for you. And so like the internet, It's really hard for me in particular to avoid spoilers because my job, my job requires me to like constantly be like looking on the internet. But there is
but
like
specifically about entertainment, like you're always literally writing about.
Well, let me tell you about another spoiler that again, Grey's people. If you watch Grey's and haven't been watching this past two seasons,
walk away.
The episode where Derek Shepherd. I'm giving you one more chance to walk away. Dies.
Yeah.
I found out on the internet while I was working.
You had no idea that was going to happen?
No.
I mean, I don't watch the show anymore because I am the worst.
Right.
TV
no, ever. It's fine. I mean, it's also in its 13th season. Right. Yeah. So. No, I had no idea. And I started seeing articles coming in that were like, can you believe that just happened? But they weren't naming anything. And then finally it got to like, Derek Shepherd is dead, up. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh,
and I had to wait like another 3 hours to like watch the actual episode. But stuff like that, like I, in general, I just like think spoilers ruin the whole point of television because you're there to enjoy it as it's happening and like see how the story unfolds. Like you don't. This is going to be like a kind of not cliche, but like maybe too deep of a.
We're getting deep here. That's our jam.
But like, for instance, like once you know what happens and you find yourself anticipate. So like if you know a spoiler, you're like, oh, Derek Shepherd's going to die. Then you're like, oh, is he going to die now? Is he going to die now?
Right.
It kind of takes you out of the moment.
Yeah.
Whereas if you didn't know it was happening, you're enjoying the episode how it's supposed to be enjoyed. And like, I mean, it's like life.
Sure.
It's like life, like, because you don't want to know, I mean, I don't personally want to know how my life is going to pan out, like, every single second. It's like, I want to live my life the way I want it to be and not, like, take particular steps in order to get there. Does that make sense?
But I mean, like, it does make sense.
Yeah.
But to play devil's advocate, I mean, I watch, I am way behind on all TV, as everyone knows, but I watch Downton Abbey, and I'm on season 4. It's fine. And when, spoiler alert, walk away, when Sybil died on that show, I, first of all, I was so many years behind because, like, I just seemed behind.
You recently watched that episode.
But second of all, I knew it was going to happen because, like, I try generally, I don't really look at entertainment online except for Tracy's Tumblr
or go to my Tumblr guys.
Or her blog.
Yeah.
So like other than those two places, I don't really know what's going on.
Right.
So I knew that was going to happen. Probably not from you, but like somehow like it was spoiled for me. And I actually, it didn't bother me as much because I felt like sometimes I feel like I need a spoiler to know that the show is continued to worth watching. Like if something like usually I feel like spoilers tend to be bad, but on the flip side, like some spoilers are good and then you are surprised, but then I like have something to look forward to. Does that make sense?
Right. Like I, for instance, both of us are currently watching Jane the Virgin, which hold on, let me just say this for the record. When did you start watching?
I mean, I would have to look up the exact date, but it was sometime in probably May, right? Or even April, because you were, I was yelling at you to watch it and you were still watching shows that were on.
Correct.
Right? And shows end in May. So May-ish.
Okay. How many episodes have you watched?
I watched two the other day. I'm on episode 14.
Congrats.
Or 15.
Great.
Are you caught up to life?
I started on a Tuesday night. By that.
Like 2 weeks ago or something. Yeah.
By that Sunday, I watched all of season one. And
you
so.
Guys, I'm the worst.
I mean, I'm also like, I'm crazy. You were telling me earlier that you can't do other things while you're.
No, I cannot.
I actually find that for Jane the Virgin because you have to pay attention to like subtitles and stuff. But like with other shows, usually I can just like do other things, like be blogging or something. Right.
But like for example, that show.
Going towards that. Yeah, but yes, go on because I'm further ahead than you.
So what I was going to say is the episode Walk Away. Where you find out who, I guess this isn't really a spoiler. When you find out who Sinrostra is, that was shocking to me. And it wasn't ruined for me. Mm-hmm. So I, like, appreciated that.
But you felt, like, excitement over it. Like, you appreciated it. That's what I'm saying. Like, if we had known who it was, I mean.
It wouldn't have been as,
it wouldn't have been. Yeah. And I also know, spoiler for the season 2 finale.
Ugh.
But, like, I know that it happens.
Oh, I know what it is, too, because I read ahead. Because sometimes...
Oh, no, we both know what it is.
Yeah. Sometimes I read ahead in descriptions because, I want to make sure that it's worth watching and, like, interesting shit's going to go down. Because some shows are super boring for a million episodes in a row and then something happens.
Right.
So, like, I need to know that something cool is going to happen.
Sure. Which I understand because I watched, I think you did too, Glee for all the seasons.
Right, and what a waste.
What a waste towards the end.
What a waste.
What a waste. But I'm like not the type of person to usually like give up.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been shows that I've given up on.
Yeah.
But it's very rare as opposed to like shows that I'll like watch.
Right.
Because I feel like maybe it's going to get better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a show giver upper because I don't watch very much TV.
Yeah. There's something. Oh, the other thing was Orange is the New Black.
Oh,
let me just say God. That real briefly, because if anybody's, I'm sure a lot of people have watched this past season already, but like
I've not, but I already know what you're
right.
Go
yeah.
On.
So I'm not going to say it, but I, again, hate spoilers. I hate them so bad. But if you've watched Orange is the New Black and you know what happens this season, it is a major spoiler. And
I don't even know how the thing
I didn't know how happened, it yeah I didn't know
I
how
know
it
happens, what it
happens
but
yeah.
I haven't looked it up yet.
Yeah, well, the thing is
I want to watch it.
So like with last season of Orange is the New Black, I was like I'm gonna like spread it out as long as possible, mm-hmm. because it all comes out at once and then you have to wait a freaking year.
Yeah.
And then you're like, what the hell happened last season? Right. I watched it in 2 days.
Right. I have no idea.
Yeah. So like last year I managed to watch it through like 2.5 months. Whereas this, I was like, I know that it's going to happen. So I feel like I'm going to get spoiled online. So right. I was like rushing ahead. Plus, I like, again, because of my work, I like saw news,
right.
like interviews about certain the cast thing. Members yeah. were giving more interviews than normal. And I was like, well, that means something's happening because they wouldn't just randomly
right,
interview
no
this
reason.
Person. Yeah.
See, and that is why, Tracy, I recommend that everyone just watches TV shows 10 years later, like me.
No, but then how
take
would
the
that
Palooza approach?
How would that help if
because
I?
Because then, if you have spoilers, you won't remember, and if you don't have spoilers, it was 10 years ago, so chances of people talking about it are slim to none.
So you're saying
theory.
Everyone watched Orange
like
is
right
the New
now,
Black in 2026?
Right, like right now, I should start watching like Dawson's Creek, for example.
Well,
which
I've
already watched, but
I mean, listen, we should rewatch it again because yeah. I have it all on DVD
it's
that
great.
I recently purchased.
Ah, Dawson's Creek.
Anyways,
sorry.
The end of that is I hate spoilers.
So write into us. Let us know. Do you like spoilers?
That's our jam podcast at gmail.com or our Twitter at That's Our Jam.
Yeah, you should. yeah.
Tweet Don't us. Tweet us any spoilers.
Don't tweet us spoilers. That's fucking
Or use
rude.
Coded language.
Yes. OMG. WTF. Holy shit.
Here's a segue.
Great.
You know. Do you know what all those acronyms stand for?
Maybe. OMG. Oh, my God. WTF. What the fuck?
That's a great piece of trivia, Jenny.
Thanks. You know what, Tracy? I love trivia. We don't do trivia enough.
We don't do trivia enough.
Should we do some?
Let's do some trivia. All right.
Okay, so what we're going to do is...
We found this really cool site called trivia.fyi, which we'll also put on the website.
And it basically just is trivia about everything. And we thought that we could play some trivia with you. So if you want to play along at home, we'll give you a second to answer as we also guess. I hope this isn't too embarrassing.
How can it be embarrassing?
What if we don't know the answers and they're easy? Well, then I guess they're not easy.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready, Tracy?
Yeah.
Tracy.
Okay.
How many stripes are on the flag of the United States? Do you want to say it at the same time?
I like doubted myself for a second. It's like one of those easy questions where you're like,
it's a trick.
Okay, should we say it? The
yeah,
third?
Ready?
Third
one,
two,
three.
13. Did we get it?
I don't know if we gave them enough time. Oh. Sorry, guys. No, that's the answer.
Okay.
13 colonies. That's why there's 13
right,
states.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 50 states.
Betsy Ross made the flag higher. Is that the lyric?
Waving Betsy Ross's flag higher.
Waving.
Yo, turns out we have a secret weapon, an immigrant. Okay, sorry.
Name that musical, guys. it's a thinly veiled one.
Yeah.
Okay, I have one here.
Oh, you have it up? Okay, go.
Okay, guys, this is a movie question.
Oh, shit.
I don't even know what the answer to this.
Oh, no.
What was the first feature film originally presented with sound? With sound. Is it a Charlie Chaplin movie? Is it the one where he's like, it's like going towards the train? The train's coming towards the...
I don't even know. I would... I don't know. 1927 is my guess. That's the year. I don't have any idea.
No, it's not what year is
no,
it?
No, I know. I'm just guessing a year.
Okay, well, we're both... I didn't even guess because I had no idea. It's The Jazz Singer. What year did you say?
1927.
It's 1927.
I told you. I knew the
how
year.
How did you know that?
Because I love trivia. Didn't know what it was called.
Okay, next question.
This is where things get embarrassing. Tracy, who do you think painted the Sistine Chapel?
Michelangelo. Oh, sorry.
Folks.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry, everyone at home.
Get out of a little space in there. I was going to say that, but I got nervous that it was wrong. But you're right. Don't worry.
Whew. Guys, I'm an art buff, if you didn't know. I'm going to just get a random food trivia one here.
I love a food trivia.
You ready?
Yeah.
The taste that allows us to taste savory foods is called what?
What?
The taste that allows us to taste savory foods is called what? You should know this.
Umami?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know the answer. That's my guess. Also, we're not giving... Sorry, listeners.
I mean, I repeated the question twice. It is umami!
Oh, great. Good. I never heard it described that way, but I knew that it was like... It's your like other... It's like... Sweet and salty and,
right.
And what yada 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 umami.
That's great,
folks. I'm a genius.
Okay, let's give folks a chance this time.
Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Tracy, what are the three planets closest to the sun?
Okay, one.
Well, are we gonna
the
do
first
order?
One? Yeah, in order. Okay, the
I
first
know
one.
I know in order.
Mars.
Okay. No.
No. Mercury.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm going to, after we say this, I'm going to tell you why I know this.
Okay.
Venus.
Mm-hmm.
Earth.
Mm-hmm. And then Mars is the fourth.
Great.
Right? I didn't make that up.
Want to know how I know that?
Please tell me.
This is how television is educational. There's an episode of Saved by the Bell.
Oh, no.
I think it's the trivia episode. Folks, correct me if I'm wrong. I was not prepared to say this. But the acronym that Screech uses is called MVEMSHNUP. And that's how I remember the order of the planets to this day.
Not from fourth grade science class, from Saved by the Bell.
Samuel Screech Powers.
I mean, that's why people watch TV, for education.
It's true. Okay, so another one is, who declined the 1964 Nobel Prize for Literature?
I want to say probably it was somebody who is black.
I was going to say like a Martin Luther King Jr. situation, but what book would he have written?
Right, did he write literature? I don't know.
We're going to sound so dumb. Yeah. It's like there's like a giant book.
It's just like, yeah. Yeah. That's what I would guess.
Like 64 is like the civil rights era.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's just say that. Nope, not even close. Jean-Paul Sartre.
Oh, of course.
I legitimately thought he was like a medieval times writer. Not medieval times as in like the place you go for like the jousting.
He was a political activist. He declined the Nobel laureate for literature because, quote, a writer who adopts political, social, or literary positions must act only with the means that they are his own, not the written word. All honors may expose his readers to a pressure he does not consider desirable.
What?
No, that's dumb.
Okay, well.
Well, great.
Great.
Now everybody knows that information. Okay. Anyways, back to useless trivia. Not useless.
Yeah.
So, Tracy.
Yes, Jenny.
What city is the capital of Hungary?
Budapest. Is that correct? Wait.
I don't know. I haven't revealed it yet, but I would also guess it is Budapest.
Didn't you go to Budapest?
I did.
And it took you 20 years? It
took me 24 hours to get there, and we were there for like 18 hours, and then we turned around and came back. It was great. There was like really...
This was at the castle when we studied abroad and lived in a castle in the Netherlands, if you haven't.
It was...
the previous...
Yeah, episode. It was one of my favorite cities, actually. We went on this great tour of like the old city and went up to this like I don't know what any of these things are called now, but like up at the top of this beautiful hill, and you could see the whole city. It was very different than other like Western Europe cities.
Is it weird that I remember that you did that?
No.
Okay, great.
I love it. And it is Budapest.
Perfect.
Budapest.
Jenny.
Yeah.
And listeners, What is the Japanese word that means empty orchestra? I actually know this. Again, I think from a Saved by the Bell episode. What is empty orchestra in Japanese? Just think about it.
I literally have no idea. I'm probably going to know it when you say it. That was really great. I don't know.
Karaoke.
Why is that what it's...
Empty orchestra.
Oh. Interesting. Yeah. Doesn't mean like sing-along?
That's actually, again, I'm pretty sure that my knowledge of that is from a Saved by the Bell episode. Or a 90s sitcom. Who knows?
What is the largest animal currently on the earth?
Currently on the earth. I'm going to say a great whale. You? Or a sperm whale? One of the whales?
I know the answer.
Oh. What would... So...
The answer... I knew it because I knew it, not because of the...
Sure.
Just no, I believe
you.
Just to be clear.
I believe you.
Folks. The answer is a blue whale, which is the biggest of the whales.
So I mean...
You were on point.
I was on point.
Sperm whales are a little bit smaller than a sperm.
What?
What? Sperm whales are a little smaller than blue whales. And probably if there's any whale scientists out there, they're going to be like, actually, the sperm whale is half the size of a blue whale. Whatever. The point is, blue whales are huge and they're terrifying.
Where do those blue whales usually
live?
Oh, really?
All over the world.
Great. I've never...
They're terrifying.
I bet. Because they're the largest animal in the world.
Correct. They're very large. And that's... Just think about that when you go to the beach next time.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. The last one. In the 1986 blockbuster Top Gun.
Oh, God.
Jenny.
Yeah.
Which actress played Goose's wife? I would like to say for the record that you just saw Top Gun.
I know the answer to this.
Okay, great.
The answer is Meg Ryan.
That is correct.
But if I hadn't just watched it, I wouldn't have known that. I wouldn't have remembered it.
I saw Top Gun for the first time last year.
It is great.
It is fantastic, guys.
It is a great
film.
It was
a movie where I was like, oh, I get Tom Cruise. I get why Tom Cruise, sans Scientology, is the heartthrob.
And, you know, I feel like it's also, like, so, like, stereotypically 80s and cheesy.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
the entire volleyball scene? That
Goose and Maverick are definitely secret lovers, like, 100%.
Sure, I believe that.
Like, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And Meg Ryan is just so cute in that movie.
She is cute.
And there's so secret feminism in that movie. Secret feminism, if you think about it. Because Goose is, I mean, Maverick's girlfriend is like a top brass.
Right? Yes, yes,
so
yes.
So like
yes.
Secret feminism.
Kelly McGinnis.
Yeah. And it's not even really about the fact that she's a woman. Like, they don't even like, other than the fact that like it's a little bit strange in the beginning that she's the teacher, like, because she's hot, like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Secret feminism.
Guys, go watch Top Gun.
Yeah.
So now in its 30th anniversary.
Amen. Thanks, Tom Cruise, for making that movie. And Meg Ryan.
Okay.
Speaking of movies.
Guys, okay, so as of this episode, one of our all-time favorite things that is going on right now is the Summer Olympics.
Woo! We love the Olympics
so much. We love the Olympics.
Even though this year might be a little crazy.
Yeah, I mean... Zika what? Zika who?
Yeah.
So we talked about it in the last episode. Yes, we talked about it in the last episode, Olympics. And we're going to continue to talk about the Olympics today because A, we love it. B, it's still going on. C, there's one thing that we love in particular about the Olympics. And I'm saying this as a person who doesn't generally like sports.
Which is shocking to me that you love the Olympics as much as you do.
This is what we're about to talk about is one of the reasons why I think like the entire like unity of the Olympics and finding out about people that we wouldn't have heard of otherwise. One of our favorite things in general is overcoming adversity, but in particular, overcoming adversity by the way of sports.
It is literally my favorite thing to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk to you today about a couple different people, but also... movies because let's be real, all movies about overcoming adversity by way of sports are basically based on true story.
Yes.
So, you know, I love a feel-good movie as much as I love like a war movie, because I have a very strange interest in movies. I love a movie that makes me feel good. I love a movie that makes me feel hopeful. Mm-hmm. And I love a movie that has an underdog.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like sports is something in my own life that helped me be a better person. And that you can see that in other, in Olympics and.
Yes, definitely.
All the sports.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I moved, for those of you who know me, I moved a couple times when I was a kid. The one consistent thing that I had in my life was soccer. And it helped me make friends everywhere I went. And it helped me be who I am today. And I just love it. So the first little thing I want to talk about is the movie Race, which.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it.
I actually haven't seen it either. However, it's based on a true story of Jesse Owens. Mm-hmm. He was an African-American runner who won 4 gold medals in the 1936 Berlin Olympics. And it was significant not only because he was African-American in the friggin' 30s,
mm-hmm.
but also because at that time, for those of you who are not history buffs, it was when Hitler was coming to power in mm-hmm. Germany. And he it was basically a big fuck you to, like, the Hitler cause to have, like, an African-American person win that many medals.
Yep.
And, you know, I feel like he was so, as you see this, I'm about to get political. Are you ready? These days, when you see people not going to Rio for things like Zika, mm-hmm. which, like, I respect. That's fine. You do you. But, like, Jesse Owens was going to, like, Nazi Germany as a black person.
Right.
Which, to me, is a little more dangerous than Zika virus. And he still fucking went.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Was there, please. Like, violence towards people who weren't German in Germany at that time? Like, if athletes from other countries were there, do you think hate crimes happened, or do you know if hate crimes happened to people who went to Berlin at the time?
I don't know the answer to that off the top of my head, but I do know that it was very, very tense.
Got it.
So even, like, if you've seen the movie Unbroken, which is about...
I haven't.
Okay. Well, I've read the book. It's great. And I've seen the movie. And that movie is also about one of the Olympic athletes that goes, and he was Italian, mm-hmm. so not
but at the time
black, but at the time, yeah, that was a big deal. And it was, like, kind of one of those things where he talked about it wasn't, like, openly, like, violent, mm-hmm. but there was definitely, like, tension. And yeah, everyone knew, like, when you were there, you kind of knew what Hitler's plan was,
right?
So, you know, I mean, it could have been super dangerous and could have ended in a different way. And the fact that he just went anyways was, like, just shows, like, how, A, devoted to the sport he was and devoted to, like, showing people that you can really do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. But B, like, showed how brave he was. You right. know, like, he really wanted to show that if you believe in something, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my little shout out to Jesse Owens. And so another one I want to talk about in the same vein is not the Olympics, but I want to talk about Jackie Robinson.
Mm.
So for those of you who have seen, I mean, there's a million Jackie Robinson movies out there, but 42.
I haven't seen any of these.
I also haven't seen 42, but I'm more interested in the real life true story.
Sure.
So Jackie Robinson obviously was the first African-American player to play in the, and, like, basically was the start of the end of segregation. And again, like, just imagine for a second being, like, I can only imagine, maybe this will never happen, but I hope that it will. Like, when you're going to be, like, the first woman in the MLB.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, to me, sounds so unobtainable.
There's a new show coming this fall called Pitch about
that. It seems so unobtainable in our lifetime, and I'm sure then it did, you know? I mean,
right.
He was,
it to
was,
have a black person.
Yeah, to have, I mean, he was, it was.
What year was this again?
1947. So, 1947 does not, like, 2 years after the war ended,
mm-hmm.
like, not the 60s where, like, we were having, you know, civil rights movements and right. stuff. Like, it was still early and, like, late enough to seem current, even though I guess it was a long time ago. But, like, we should have known better.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, not, you know, the civil rights wouldn't happen for another almost 20 years.
Right, yeah.
And here's this person saying, I don't care. Like, I love baseball. Like, how American is that to be like, I love baseball. Baseball is literally the American sport.
True.
And I'm going to do whatever it takes. And, you know, I'm sure in his life he had people being like, don't do this. This is not great.
I mean, I'm just, unfortunately, I don't know all the details of his story. However, I'm just like trying to picture him in general being the only black person like right. on his little league team.
Right.
Yeah. And then, like, going up the ranks each time, obviously facing a bunch of people who probably were saying, hey, this kid shouldn't be playing.
Right. You shouldn't be here. Like, why are you in yeah, this
the fact game? That he made it that far and was so great at it.
Right. And that, yeah. I mean, and it's sad to me because I feel like you have to be the best. Like, it's shitty that you have to be the best at something to prove your worth, right? Like, mm-hmm. the only reason that Jackie Robinson and Jesse Owens could, like, get where they were is because they were awesome.
Right.
But I also wonder if, on the flip side, it helped them be better because they had so much to gain.
Like, they used it.
Yeah. Like, they worked harder to prove that they could be just right. as good
Probably.
As. Probably. And better. Yeah. Like, it's not, you don't see, like, average people
yeah.
being like, oh, I was the first woman to be on the, you know, whatever, in the NFL, and mm-hmm. I was shit average. Like, yeah. no. You have to be, like, a Tim Tebow to, mm-hmm. like, I don't even know if he's good. He's good, right? He's the only one I know.
Tim Tebow's good. I don't think he's currently signed to anything, so.
Well, but
maybe you should say Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Okay, so another one I want to talk about, which you may or may not remember, is Cool Runnings. Which is basically...
You look at me. You're like, well, you may not remember you Cool not Runnings. Remember let me tell you about our
childhood
it.
Cool Runnings.
How much... Let's watch that after.
Yeah. Gotta go. Cool Runnings is a great...
Oh, my God. Cool Runnings is so good.
A great... It's just like the film of the Olympics. It is a great film about overcoming adversity of living in Jamaica and being in a poor country and being, you know, in poverty, but believing in... yourself to get to the friggin' Olympics and it's
the Winter Olympics.
The
Winter Olympics for a team from Jamaica.
Right. And I just think that again, like it's showing, you know, I'm sure that there are so many things that are inaccurate about that movie but the story is based in truth. And I just believe that these people like you could you imagine if you lived in like Colombia or Puerto Rico and you're like I really love skiing and like
right
like you have all these people in America which it already is hard enough to become an Olympic athlete like mm-hmm. you have to have money and you have to have you know time and you have to have a supportive like family and mm-hmm. friends but to be in a place of poverty where they're probably looking at you like are you effing kidding me
right
like, no you cannot be a bobsled team and they did it and they go and I just ugh. The last one I want to talk about then, quickly, is Miracle. So Miracle is a movie about the 1980s hockey game between the USSR and the USA. I don't know why I said it like that. And basically it was just like, imagine Mighty Ducks, but
right,
adult adults. And real.
Yeah.
And it was such a heroic moment in the US because, you know, we were the underdog and Russia is like, well, was the USSR. And they really like pulled it out and like won this literally a miracle. And it was another instance of like the world of politics. Like, I feel like the thing that binds all these together is politics in our world, like overshadowing or like pushing over to sports.
And I think that's one of the reasons why I do like the Olympics is because like all that shit is put aside.
Yeah.
And for the moment, these are just like five people. Running a race or right. like six people swimming right. to see who can hit that wall first.
Yeah.
And it's just everything. People are just people.
Right.
In the moment.
Yes. That was really eloquent, Tracy.
Thank you.
A couple other ones, just quick shout out to some other movies you should check out if you like to watch movies about overcoming adversity by way
like
of sports.
Like we do.
Rocky.
Great one. Which I, again, just saw for the first time after we watched Creed. Ugh, Michael B. Jordan.
I specifically really love Remember the Titans.
I haven't seen it, guys. I have.
We will watch that, too, when we're done. Cool Runnings, Remember the Titans situation. The Blind Side.
Oh, great movie.
Oh, my gosh. A League of Their Own.
Mm.
That. We could do a whole
the members of the All-American League. We come from cities near and far. We've got Canadians, Irish ones, and or one for all, or all for one. We're All-American. Let me just tell you, there's a video that of me, Eva, Caitlin, and Suze in the car to Buffalo to Ellen and Aaron's wedding.
Oh my gosh.
Singing that song for an unknown reason.
Who knows why?
So literally I sang that song approximately 2-3 months ago.
Oh my God. I love that so much. Anyways. It is a great movie about overcoming adversity by way of sports.
Yes.
Mighty Ducks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All three of them.
And finally, I want to give a shout out to a smaller movie that might not be as well known called Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah.
Great film. Great movie about overcoming adversity by way of sports.
It's football, right?
Yeah, football. He is a mentally challenged gentleman who gets made fun of and locked in a shed at the school by high schoolers.
Oh, my God. Don't make me cry.
I know. And then Ed Harris, who plays the coach, punishes his team and then gives him a role on the, like, as a coach. True story, based on true story.
Yeah, all these true stories, guys.
So go watch those because I'm like, you feel good about overcoming adversity by way of sports.
Go Olympics.
Go Olympics.
Go USA. Yeah.
So now we're going to do our oft reoccurring segment.
Oft reoccurring?
Which is. So, Tracy.
Jenny.
In the theme of Olympics.
Yes.
I'm going to give you some Olympic sports from the Winter Olympics. And I would like you to tell me if you hate it or love it.
Great.
Okay. Ready? No. Okay. Ready?
Okay. Go.
Ice skating.
Love it.
Skeleton.
Love it.
Ski jumping.
Love it.
Bobsled.
Love it.
Speed skating.
Love it. Wait.
So you love all of them?
Okay.
I feel like this is rigged.
It is rigged because I love all the sports. However, if I had to choose between short track speed skating.
Sure.
And speed skating. My answer is short track speed skating.
See, I was going to choose that one, but then I wasn't sure.
Because three words. Do you know what I'm about to say?
No.
Apollo, Anton, oh no. Let me tell you about 2002 Salt Lake City Olympics.
Please, go on.
I'm getting real riled up.
Really into this.
Molly and I, my co-blogger, in high school, when the 2002 Salt Lake City Olympics were happening.
Brought to you by Mitt Romney.
Brought to you by the state of Utah and Mitt Romney and all the Mormons. I was so obsessed with him.
I believe it.
I literally printed out pictures of him, like, on his short track speed skates.
Stop it.
Printed it out. Put it in my planner, like, on the next page that was, like, the next page was, like, friends or something. Him and his dad, Yuki, great guy, Japanese.
Everything you're saying is insane
to me. I was obsessed with him. I bought like a Roots jacket because it was like Apollo. This is 2002, guys. I was a teenager. It wasn't
God. This is the best. Anyways, not know you had such a high opinion about speed.
Oh my God. I love short track speed skating. It's so much like more exhilarating than regular speed skating because it happens so fast.
I literally can't even listen to you about this.
What are you talking about? Guys, short track speed skating.
How far is a short track speed skate?
What do you mean?
Like how
it's a regular ice rink, I think. It's how big it is. But you know how like how regular speed skating is like a huge.
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh.
Basically, it's.
It's a track, right?
It's a round track. Yeah. And so they go around it. So there's about, I don't know, 6-7 skaters at the same time. And they skate around in this circle. There's different lengths, obviously.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, how long is a sport?
Well, there's
like,
different lengths.
So that the short, like, it's like equivalent to the 100 meter in summer.
Yes, correct. Okay. So they have that, and then they have like a relay race, or they, you know, there's different varieties of it. But to get in front of people, they have to go on the inside of the track. And also, the skates are very sharp, so people get injured. That happened like one of the times.
I love injuries.
Oh my gosh, it was so great. Guys, I'm just going to send you all the links. I'll share a picture of
I did not know Apollo. You were going to have such strong also, opinions
was
about.
Also, he so hot. Are you kidding me?
I mean, I'm looking at a photo of him and he is very attractive, but the fact that you know him by name and had a photo of him in your planner just is.
Photos, plural.
You're my favorite person, Trace.
Well, you're mine. Aww. Right. Are we having a moment?
We are. Okay. Should we talk about the Summer Olympics?
Yes, let's do it. Okay. These are my questions for Jenny.
Okay, I'm ready.
Summer Olympics, sports.
Okay.
And rhythmic gymnastics.
Love it.
Table tennis.
Hate it.
Greco-Roman wrestling.
Love it.
Equestrian dressage.
Hate it.
Canoe slalom.
Love it.
Okay, great. I was like, do you even know what that is?
Yeah. I'm going to confess that I looked up all the sports before this because I was worried you would pick one I didn't know. So
what? That is cheating.
I just looked them all. I don't think that's cheating. I just looked at them to garner an opinion.
Okay.
I think that's not cheating.
Fine.
Guys, I'm going to be controversial. Don't like a horse. I appreciate what they did for our society and for our culture, like in the fact that they used to like carry our shit around and like built America. But first of all, they didn't choose to do that. So it's kind of like indentured servants.
The horse were indentured servants.
I mean, I'm just saying, I think horses are creepy. I think I've ridden a horse like 3 or 4 times. I did not enjoy it.
And did you not enjoy it all 3 or 4 times?
Yep.
And then why did you continue to do it?
Long story.
Okay.
And I just feel like, I'm sure that it's very athletic. I'm sure it's very athletic. I just am not into it. I don't think that other animals being good at something should be part of our Olympics. Just my opinion.
Another controversial opinion is, in general, not the biggest fan of animals. Me.
Yeah.
I said that weirdly structured sentence. Yeah. English is my second language. I think I'm like kind of on the same page as you. I don't get it, but that doesn't mean I hate it.
Yeah, like I just don't think it should be an Olympic sport. Like you should have, it should be about you.
It should be about you. Like, well, I mean, it is human. About them. Yeah, just but to play, just to play devil's advocate, it is about them and the fact that I have to like train it.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't think that's an Olympic sport. That can be like another sport. I also like, I just hate like, I know this isn't the same, but like horse racing, I think is disgusting.
Sure.
Like I equally love animals, but also think that people obsessed with animals are weird. So like I have cats. I've always had pets. Like I love animals, but like, why are you going to ride? The horses are on a track and bat. Well, that's weird to me. I also think car racing is stupid. Anyways, this I think is getting into
car racing is dumb too.
So stupid. What a waste of energy. Anyways, the point is I don't like equestrian.
Okay.
And what was the other one I said I didn't like?
Table tennis.
Yeah. I'm just bad at table tennis.
I think have you ever watched the Olympic version of it?
Only
though?
In Forrest Gump.
No, that's not what I asked.
That's table tennis in the Olympics?
No. Fictional though.
Based on true story? No.
Real?
Based on a novel.
Oh my God.
I don't think I did when I was at the Olympics in 2008 because the Chinese are so good at table tennis.
Well, they're all good at table tennis. Correct. Because they're in the Olympics.
No, but I'm saying when I was in China, the Chinese people, when you're in the country where I've only been to one Olympics, but when we were in China, they only put things on, like the news channels only played the sports that they were China's good at.
Got it. Do you know what I mean? That might be China.
So we watched a lot of, no, I mean, I think America does that too. Like there's like, you like a lot of Michael Phelps.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, so. Yeah,
like
our
athletes that are good. So like we watched a lot of table tennis and there was like a lot, weirdly, like a lot of women's wrestling or wrestling in general. And then a couple like track and field.
Yeah.
Athletics.
Just to go back to table tennis for a sec.
Yeah, please.
Table tennis is huge in Asia. Like I have cousins that played it as if it were basketball.
Right.
For us.
Like competitive.
Growing up. Competitive. So they're really good is what I'm trying to say. Yeah. These Olympics. And then you get sucked into it.
Right.
Because you're watching them and
you're just like, how you're are you in awe doing that?
Yeah. Of how fast they're going. Yeah. I wouldn't like say, let's give them a medal per se.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Real.
I would rather give a gold medal. Here I am, the International Olympic Committee.
Yeah, sure.
I'd rather give a gold medal to an equestrian than a table tennis person.
Whoa, those are fighting words. Fascinating. I disagree. Okay. I don't think either of them should have a medal.
Great. You know who should have a medal? Us.
Us.
For podcasting.
Olympic podcasting right here. Wow. That was some
I love the Olympics, guys. You know, I just love them so much.
So they're on for you right now.
I know. All right, guys, we're wrapping up. So here's another, in addition to Hate It or Love It, our final recurring segment. That's our jam.
That's our jam. Tracy, do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I
feel like last time you went first and then yours you was felt awesome. Bad about it.
Okay, you go
shitty.
First. You go first.
So I'm going to go first so that way if my
we don't have the same
matter.
One.
I'm pretty sure we don't.
Okay.
My jam this week is a YouTube channel/website.
Okay.
And it is Yoga with Adrian.
Mm.
Speaking of Olympic sports, yoga should be Olympic sport, which is against the idea of yoga. So never mind. But because it's not a competition, folks. So as you guys know, I'm very competitive and I love winning. And I don't like to play games that you can't win. But I love yoga. And it keeps me calmer than I would be otherwise. I'm not going to say calm because anyone who knows me knows I'm not actually calm. And I discovered yoga with Adrian through my friend Melissa. Shout out, Melissa. And she was like, I really like this girl. She's really funny. And sometimes she swears and she like makes fart jokes and she goes like at a good speed. And even though I am a little bit more advanced in my yoga practice, I really like to do yoga with Adrian. They're all kind of like shorter, like 30 minutes instead of like an hour and a half, where like I have another channel I use that's like they're always like an hour and a half. It's like, who has time for
right
an
who
and
has
yoga?
An hour and a half,
not me. And I feel like they're a good workout. I can always find what I'm looking for. Like, she has like yoga when you're angry,
right? They're very specific.
Tired. Yeah. Yoga for runners, which I use a lot when I'm running more than I am currently running. And I just really think that it's a great yoga channel for anyone who's looking to start doing yoga or deepen their practice or just like wants a personality in front of them when they're doing yoga.
Mm-hmm.
She's really into they're really, really geared towards home practice. So like she doesn't tend to use a lot of props and she doesn't.
We did one a while ago that was if you are at a hotel.
Yes.
This is what you should do. And
yeah.
She legitimately was in her hotel room
yeah.
on like a couch.
Yeah. It's just awesome. Like, I just feel like she has like yoga for people who work in the office and it's just really great. There's a lot of variety and it's her channel, YouTube channel is free. So she also has like 30 days with yoga. It's 30 days with Adrian yoga where you can like follow like a progression, which I love because I love a challenge. So that's my jam.
Great jam.
Shout out to Adrian. Thanks for your channel. You inspire me. Namaste.
Namaste in bed.
Namaste in bed, bitch. What? That was aggressive. Yoga. Tracy, what's your jam?
My jam is also internet related.
Mm.
It is Snapchat. But specific Snapchat accounts.
Oh, okay.
Specifically the Snapchat accounts of the cast members of Hamilton. Listen, I don't think we're going to get through an episode without talking about Hamilton.
I feel like we already talked about Hamilton this episode.
We did. We wrapped it. But, okay, so my suggestions for the Hamilton Snapchat, the official Hamilton Snapchat account, because sometimes they will have a cast member take over.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Behind the scenes.
And then they also do the Ham for Hams on Wednesdays. Other people you need to follow. Javi, who is currently Hamilton. Carly Betty All, who is a swing member, but she also does the Eliza track. She might do some other ones, but she has been Eliza. Oak, my boy. Oak.
Oh my God. Oak Snapchat is a dream.
Listening? I don't know if he's single or not, guys. Hashtag Oak for Tracy.
To this podcast where Tracy four people, that four people listen to. And you're single.
Tweet
at us.
Oh, okay. Well, don't get me started. The one and only
Dobby Diggs.
His Snapchat is
when they
out
did
of
that
control.
Thing a couple weeks ago when they drank out of the Grammy.
Shouts out the Grammy.
Oh my God, it was the best thing. Mariska Hargitay, you are our hero.
Listen,
my hero.
So he's been doing that ever since he like got the actual physical Grammy. And so over the past few weeks he's been like randomly doing it on his Snapchat. And then I think a week ago or something, they started doing it more. Oh, it was the last performance.
Yeah.
And so, anyways, it became this whole thing. Patron gave him literally a case of Patron.
I saw that on someone else's Snapchat.
I think it was the official Hamilton
Snapchat.
Folks,
I watched too much Snapchat.
No. Hello? I watched too much, plus I watch it over again.
Yeah.
Oaks the other day had a shirtless David
I saw
eating
that.
A cheeseburger
on the roof. We really love him.
What? We sound like creeps. Anyways, shouts out the Grammy. But also, okay, the one that you need to follow is my boy, Andrew Chappelle, who is just
a dream.
A freaking dream. We'll put all these people's Snapchat accounts on our website and Adrian as well. But he is the king of all the Hamill cast's social media. He's great on Twitter. He's great on Instagram. He's great on all the social media. Everywhere. But he is fantastic. I love him. He's a swing, but he does pretty much all the tracks. He does all the men except for Hamilton and Burr. That he might be on for Burr. And then he does pretty much all the ensemble tracks.
He is a goddamn dreamboat.
Anyways.
Love him.
Okay, the end. The end. Snapchat, that's our jam.
Thank goodness we didn't have the same jam.
Yeah.
Wow, Tracy. So that's the end of another episode.
I can't believe it. Four down, folks. Oh,
my goodness. So if you want more from us, you can find us on... thatsourjampodcast.com. Where you can find links from this episode and all the episodes. If you want more from me, you can find me at garlicmysoul.com. I'm on all of the Instagram and Twitter and all the other social meds. And if you want Tracy...
You can check out my blog that I run with my friend Molly called cookiesandsangria.com. You can find us on all the social medias, but also you should go to it because we've been doing Olympics week for the past 2 weeks. And we'll continue to do it until the end of the Olympics run. Also note that we mentioned it before, but follow us on Twitter at That's Our Jam. And also if you want to send us any emails, thatsourjampodcast@gmail.com.
Also, for upcoming episodes, if you have a medical question, we'll be doing a segment.
Don't go to your doctor.
Don't go to your doctor. We'll be doing a segment called Dr. Jenny. Most of our friends tend to text me weird body parts of theirs when they are having medical questions. And typically my answer is go to the doctor. However, I'm happy to answer any questions you might have about things related to your health because... A, my dad's a nurse, so obviously that makes me qualified. Secondly, B, I'm also a first responder, so trained. I'm medically trained, folks. It's fine. And also, I love the internet, and we'll find the answers to everything. So if you have questions, write us, tweet us, email us.
Great. Dr. Jenny, guys.
Yes, Dr. Jenny. We want to thank a couple people.
Again, Megan Roy, thank you so much for creating our illustrations. You can find her at megan-roy.com. She also has phone cases at Nordstrom, available at some Nordstroms, not all of them.
Find it on her website.
On her website. They're really cool.
And she has a Casetify account if you can't get to Nordstrom.
Yeah.
To get her other designs for your iPhone or your phones. I think iPhones, but phones. We also want to thank our musician theme song extraordinaire, Steve, who has assured us that he does not have the internet. So no plugs to his internet.
Every single time you said he doesn't have the internet in the past 3 episodes, what you mean is he doesn't have a website.
Yeah, he doesn't have a website or an internet project per se. So
just trust that he's
Real great. And that he loves us.
And also real is our BFF David Sudcliffe, a.k.a. Christopher Hayden.
Yes.
From Gilmore Girls for the celebrity endorsement you heard. About a minute ago.
Yeah, he thanks for supporting the show so much. It really means a lot to us.
Hashtag Gilmore Girls revival.
Hashtag Gilmore Girls. All right.
Okay, that's it. Thanks for listening, guys.
Love you.
Bye.